Cats Will Be Cats, a Dead Boy Detectives fanfic written by Softest Punk and read by Katie Hart. Relationships: Edwin Payne, Charles Roland, and Charles Roland and the Cat King. With additional tags for case fic if you squint, Jealous Charles, bless him, Feelings Realization. This is very cute and lighthearted, nearly a Charles character study. Summary: The Cat King comes to the Dead Boy Detective Agency with an allegedly broken ankle and reported mysterious pursuers and makes himself at home. Charles is definitely not jealous. He is faking it, Edwin, Charles insists, pointing at the lying, cheating, sneaky little bastard Cat King lounging on their sofa in their office. Have you any proof of that? Edwin asks, which is an unfairly reasonable question because obviously Charles does not. Yet. He's a cat, Charles says. It doesn't sound convincing even to him. He knows, though. He knows. When you unilaterally invited your friend to stay here, are you about to ask if you objected? Because yes, mate, you did object. Lots. Edwin opens his mouth and then closes it. He folds his arms over his chest, which is the Edwin equivalent of putting his foot down. Be that as it may, Edwin says, it is our remit to aid supernatural creatures, ghosts, Charles corrects. We're meant to be helping ghosts move on. He's not a ghost, are you? The Cat King smirks as Charles rounds on him. Oh no, I'm all flesh and blood, he drawls, arching his back as he shifts his weight on the sofa. Charles does not, for 1 minute, believe the broken ankle, or the part where he's apparently being pursued by dangerous entities unknown and has nowhere else to hide out. And since when is he your friend, anyway? He put you in post-mortal danger over nothing. It wasn't over nothing. And I have seen the error of my ways, Edwin says, straightening to his full height. It's only for a few days while we deal with whatever's chasing him. Please, Charles. Charles deflates like a balloon being let go of at a children's party, complete with the same defeated sound. There's not much he can do in the face of a please from Edwin. Not when he does the eyes and everything. Fine, he says. But you're cleaning his litter box. Hey, the Cat King. Call me Thomas. Yeah, right, mate. Objects. I'm house trained. In a show of maturity well beyond his 50 years, Charles does not flip him the bird as he leaves. He waits until he's on the other side of the door. He's faking, Crystal, I'm telling you. Charles complains into his phone, watching the office through the window from the opposite rooftop. Maybe he just wants to be near Edwin, Crystal suggests on the other end of the line. She and Nico are out at a Ghibli film double feature in Chalk Farm. Ghosthood has turned out to suit Nico pretty well. That's what I'm saying. He's just trying to cozy up to Edwin. Right, Crystal says. So, if Edwin's okay with that, he's being taken advantage of, Charles says. Crystal responds, he's fairly sure, but he doesn't hear it because at that moment, Edwin re-enters the office. Charles watches him help the bloody Cat King sit up, leaning all his weight on Edwin and all, and then watches him hand over a sandwich. I've got to go, Charles tells the phone absently, hanging up and then sinking down through the building to sit on the ground outside. I don't trust him, Edwin, Charles complains once they're out of earshot. Who says anyone's looking for him? We've only got his word for it. Why would he come to us if not under the most extreme duress, Edwin says. We've hardly endeared ourselves to him, have we? You especially are being very difficult to live with. Because I don't want to live with him, Charles says. Because I don't trust him, especially with you. I am perfectly capable of handling myself with one injured cat. Charles purses his lips. Of course Edwin's capable. Of course he is. He's smart and has been at this way longer than Charles has. He always knows what he's doing. None of that means Charles has to like it. Fine, he says. Let's track down these dangerous whatevers then. Looking for Edwin? The Cat King asks, stretching in one long arch just like a proper cat, yawning expansively in the sunbeam he's had Edwin move the sofa into just so he can lie in it. Charles hates him so much. If you've hurt him, I'll... The Cat King raises a hand. Hurt Edwin? I'd never do that. I am all about pleasure. Charles swallows. His fist curls into a ball at his side. Leave him alone, he says, anger filling up his ribcage. He doesn't... A finger on his lips stops him dead. The Cat King makes a mock sympathetic noise. Charles, Charles, there's plenty of me to go around. I could do things for you you've never even dreamed of. Charles grits his teeth. What's the matter? The Cat King asks. Cat got your...
Thomas? Edwin asks from the doorway, voice soft.
Charles realizes then that Thomas, the little shit, is on his feet. Had gotten up so fast to press a finger to his lips that he hadn't even registered it. Thomas glares daggers at Charles. It's really just as well he's already dead.
It's a miracle?
Thomas tries, turning big, pleading eyes on Edwin. Get out, Edwin says. Now. Go on, Edwin sighs, collapsing on the sofa, returned to its rightful place beside Charles. Go on. Tell me you told me so, Edwin says. Charles shakes his head. Nah, long as you're not hurt. Only my pride, Edwin flops back dramatically. How did you know? I didn't, Charles admits. You were right, I didn't have any proof or anything, just a feeling. The instincts of a great detective, Edwin says plaintively. I feel like a fraud as well. You're just too nice for your own good, Charles says. You collect strays, because you're kind. I know, I was one of them. Hardly a stray, Edwin says. Lost, then, Charles insists. I was lost, and you found me, and gave me a home, and someone who loves me, for the first time ever. You know, Charles says instead of that stuff. I'm sorry, Edwin says, for not listening to you. Didn't really expect you to start now, Charles shrugs. Edwin huffs. It's nearly a laugh. He'll take it. I'm sorry he lied to you, mate. I know you liked him. Edwin scoffs. Hardly. No? Charles asks. Certainly not, Edwin sniffs. I felt sorry for him. I know better now. Well, Charles says, good, because I don't like him. Really? Edwin asks. I would never have guessed. Charles hits him with a throw pillow. Edwin laughs and thumps him back. There's a brief play scuffle, giggling and dirty tricks, and at the end of it, they're both collapsed on the floor, panting and leaning back against the sofa, shoulders brushing. Charles turns and catches sight of Edwin's smile and his flushed face and stares just for a second. I just don't ever want anyone to hurt you again, Charles says. Feelings mutual, Edwin replies.
Charles swallows. Yeah, he says. Yeah, he's not quite brave enough yet to continue. Yeah, actually, I think it is. The end.